Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For an athletic event which claims to crown the best in the universe, the Intergalactic Winter Croquet Tournament is rather modest. 3 days before the first mallet crack, only 5 teams had signed up and the trophy had gone missing. But by 7:30 on Saturday morning, 14 teams have gathered in the Park Row Cafe in Waterbury to talk strategy over coffee and pancakes with real Vermont maple syrup.
How many of you people are here for winter croquet? Nope, if you didn't raise your hands, we apologize.
Tom Beardsley is the general sales manager for WDEV, the local radio station which started this tournament as a promotion. Intergalactic Winter Croquet is loosely based on a game called Poison. After knocking their ball through a series of wickets, players must hunt down opposing teams until only the winner remains. At least a foot of snow and ice on Rusty Parker Park is considered optimal. But today is unseasonably warm, in the 40s, leaving only small patches of dirty, melting snow on the east side of the field.
When does snowmaking start?
No, hey, the deal with winter croquet is that we take whatever conditions the good Lord delivers, and that's that. So stop complaining, John.
How are we going to hide the balls?
There will be no hiding your balls this year, John. And?
Beardsley says the tournament started as a gag in the early 80s as a way for Vermonters to break cabin fever. The name came later.
Yeah, well, we felt a few years ago that we're the only winter croquet tournament that we know of. So we figured, okay, we can declare ownership of the entire universe. And I think we had a team one time that came in with spacesuits on and antenna, and we figured they were from another galaxy, so we figured intergalactic would fit. Get a mallet, get a ball, and let's play croquet.
Actually, a quick check of Google shows that folks in Waterbury aren't the only ones playing croquet in the wintertime. As the tournament gets underway, I start my search for the intergalactic part of this intergalactic tournament. The first team I come across is headed by a guy named Skip.
Skip Flanders with a team from the Wesley United Methodist Church here in Waterbury.
So you're the first team I've talked to, and you are not, in fact, intergalactic. You are local.
Yes, we are local, but we work in God's world.
Which is intergalactic.
Starting from the east will be Curves 1, the sliders. Curves 1.
As Beardsley announces the first 7 teams to take the field, a pattern becomes obvious. A team from the local gym will join the local gas company and the Waterbury Rotary Club on the eastern wicket. But at least one team, the Plain Folk, is doing its best to live up to the name of the tournament.
This is what you humans call a joke, correct?
Wearing long, multicolored bathrobes, hooded sweatshirts, and gray alien face masks, the Plain Folk certainly set themselves apart from the crowd. They agree to lift the masks and grant me an interview.
Jason Bonner.
And you are?
Carl James.
And you guys are from where?
France.
France.
No, from the village. We're village people.
The Plain Folk aren't any more forthcoming when I ask them to describe their outfits.
Well, this is Dolce & Gabbana. This is Chanel. What are you guys wearing to the party?
I'm wearing some kimono.
Cashmere?
Yeah.
What are you wearing, Lydia?
I'm wearing, like, this. It's a nightgown. And I'm wearing this alien mask on my face.
Lydia is 9, and before taking off across the field to show me that she can do the moonwalk, she tells me that today was her first time playing croquet. Despite the obvious comedic value of a small girl moonwalking while dressed as an alien, no one seems to notice.
Come on, you can do it!
Alliances!
Not everyone who plays in the Intergalactic Winter Croquet Tournament is a good croquet player. In fact, skill isn't required to win. The Wacky Wickets proved that when they won a decade ago, despite being the worst team on the field. Wacky Wicket Sandy Urshaw says that year was a rare loss for the Waterbury Fire Department.
They win more often than not, but they're sore losers when they don't win.
Kenny Ryan has been with the Waterbury Fire Department for 3 years, and he bristles at the idea that his team is less than sportsmanlike.
We might just be better, you know, more in shape, you know? I don't know what it is.
Mike Carey has been with the fire department a bit longer, and he knows how the team got its reputation.
I can remember, I want to say it was middle 90s. It was much more wintery, and we had a fire truck over here, and we lost, and we kind of like sprayed some water. Some people got upset. Some people thought it was funny.
I think we should have done that today. We could have made some snow out here.
We could have right now.
I see some alteration of the terrain going on down here. Someone seeing alteration of the terrain?
No, not us.
Is that right?
What?
Altering the terrain.
Alterations?
Yeah. I don't know. That's okay. Carry on.
On the one patch of snow that hasn't melted, the firemen build a ramp to guide their ball through the last wicket. But it doesn't take long to discover the real secret of their success. Every time the official isn't looking, a fireman casually steps over the team's ball and taps it into a more favorable position. I mentioned this to Carl Ettmeyer, a radio talk show host on WDEV and the co-official official for this tournament.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely, without a doubt. Every time one of them goes near it, they just kind of slide with their
feet. They can cheat as much as they want as long as they don't get caught. It's like a traffic infraction. If the police doesn't see it, then you as a citizen reporting it doesn't make it illegal.
Go for the fireman! Go for the fireman!
Before long, the first round is down to just a few teams, including the Waterbury Fire Department and the Lamoille Society for the Promotion of Croquet, four high schoolers in hand-me-down blazers. Even though the trophy has never been awarded to a team from outside the county, the locals still erupt in excitement as the perennial winners are knocked out. Nick, Zach, Sam, and Wesley are seniors from Lamoille Union High School, a 40-minute drive from Waterbury.
We've got experience. We've been practicing
the entire week in conditions like this. So.
Wait, you've actually been practicing? Because those people are joking about practicing, but none of them have actually
done. Oh, no, we've been practicing all week.
Oh, yeah, we have a courtyard in the middle of our school, which we have set up a small croquet course and go out during study halls to get a little practice in on the ice.
For the past week, the Lamoille Society for the Promotion of Croquet has been dedicating 3 study halls a day to practice. They got up at 5:30 this morning to get here. So when the crowd starts rumbling that maybe the outsiders shouldn't be allowed to take the trophy home, Tom Beardsley is called over for a ruling.
That's upsetting because we came to win it. And we want that trophy.
We've been talking all morning about how great it's going to look in our school trophy case. So.
All right, we need a ruling. If they win, are they allowed to take the trophy out
of
the county?
Oh, sure. But we gotta have a name and a phone number so next year we can get it back. Just look at these people. Do you want them all trailing you next year at this time?
Complaining loudly that an hour and 45 minutes is unacceptably long for a winter croquet tournament, Beardsley cuts the final game down to a simple poison duel between Lamoille Union and the Junkyard Dogs. After a tentative opening shot by each team, Lamoille goes in for the kill. After reasonable assurances that the trophy will be returned in time for next year's tournament, the Intergalactic Winter Croquet Rotating Trophy is allowed to leave with the kids from Lamoille. There has still been no ruling on whether it would ever be allowed to leave the galaxy. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
All right, hold on, everybody. We have to wave Dan Drack like we always do. Right through the way.